Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is a Friday. We are ready to roll. Live in L.A., it's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Joel Klatt will join us in a couple of hours live from the Ohio State spring game. Finally, people are putting spring games on network television. I've wondered for years why people don't put big brand spring games on national TV. Ohio State will be on. A team that probably, I think, should win the national championship. J-Mac, this is exciting. The Masters, Bryson DeChambeau near the top. And they got the NBA playoffs, all that positioning. We got the draft, all sorts of things, rumblings happening there. Minnesota moving up, maybe not for J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, hey, by the way, you're aware of Bryson DeChambeau's amazing nickname, right? Bryson DeChambeau Swole, because he's so jacked and all he does is lift weights. It's a great nickname.
17 pieces of bacon for breakfast. I'm in, I guess. So the Boston Celtics wrapped up the best record in the NBA. The Celtics wrapped up the best record in the NBA April 3rd. The playoffs don't start until April 20th. So they're not the most focused team right now, but Charles Barkley last night, as they were getting dragged by the Knicks, would not have it.
If they're going to play like that, they shouldn't play. I'm going to tell you something happened to me when I was in the playoffs one year. The year we made it to the finals, we had the best record in the NBA, and we shut it down the last 2 weeks of the season. We lost the first two games at home to the Lakers. And, like, I've always said to myself, they had nothing to do with us losing to the Bulls in the finals, but I'm saying I regret it to this day that, like, yo, man, you play to the end of the season. I know they're going to finish with the best record, but, man, you just can't turn it off and turn it on.
Maybe that used to be the case, but the NBA has changed, and here's one of the things that's become noticeable over the last 3 years, 4 years. J-Mac and I think you've touched on this. The three-point shot not only rules the world, but if you're an offensively gifted team, Golden State, OKC to me, Boston, you can play poorly and have a big fourth quarter surge of threes now that five out of five starters can hit them. It's a life raft on bad nights. So teams like Boston can mail it in, get outplayed, and have a five-minute run late third quarter and end up blowing out a team by double digits. That wasn't the way it was in Barkley's day or Shaq's day.
The Lakers may have had one three-point shooter, maybe two, a Kobe, a Derek Fisher. Or in Barkley's day, he could hit a three-pointer. Maybe Kevin Johnson could. But it's different now. Teams go on these massive runs. I mean, we had an NBA team with Kevin Durant and Booker on it that trailed 34-5 at home this week. You regularly see in the NBA a team down 20 early and they win by 10 late. It happens all the time. And by the way, I love Shaq, but he was perpetually distracted, and Barkley was not known for laser focus either. Michael Jordan had criticized him to his face and behind his back, saying, "You're just too distracted. You're not committed enough." So the Boston Celtics led the NBA in blowouts. They were 39-11 against the East. This is human nature. They take their foot off the gas. It happens all the time. And it happens all the time in the NBA now. So when I look at Boston, my issues with Boston aren't because the top five or six teams in the NBA are a mile ahead of the bottom 10. This is not the NFL where you may have Carolina's really awful and maybe one other team's a mess. In the NBA, 10 teams at the bottom cannot compete with the six teams at the top. It's not even, the rosters aren't close. And so my takeaway is, in the three-point world we live in, when you wrap the best record up 17 days before the playoffs, it's not like the Knicks are a bad team. The Knicks are a playoff team, frankly better since Julius Randle got hurt. They're better. And so I get it. And I don't think it's a lack of care. I think it's a reality of the three-point shot. If you're offensively gifted, you can fall asleep, come back in the third quarter, a four-minute run. You see runs in the NBA now, and not only do you see 20-4 runs, they happen in 3 minutes. I'm at the Laker game the other night. J-Mac and I are Lakers-Warriors. Warriors had four-shot possessions. They come back with 12 points. It's a minute and a half. Didn't used to happen. All right, the Masters, and by the way, golf is a very, very insular sport, right? But the truth about golfers is they watch more golf when Tiger Woods was rolling. Is that all sports could be, you know, F1 racing overseas. It's women's basketball. Personality is better for your social life, your country club. Everybody needs a little personality. Bryson DeChambeau leads Scottie Scheffler at the Masters by one. Now, Scheffler's your classic golf purist favorite. Doesn't ruffle any feathers, got a nice game, pretty quiet. Bryson DeChambeau, J-Mac just told us, Bryson DeChambeau's nickname is...
DeChamSwole.
Okay.
It's amazing.
He used to have these, maybe he still does, protein shake breakfast, 17 pieces of bacon. He's a villain. To some, Tiger Woods was a villain. He would swear, throw a club. Golf was more interesting. And by the way, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, their personalities, they've all joined the LIV Tour. And so you get them at a major, but you just don't get them on the tour as much. And the tour is more bland than ever, more vanilla than ever. So I got to be honest with you. My initial reaction with DeChambeau was he's over the top. But now that these big swing guys and the personality guys have gone to the LIV Tour, PGA is boring all the time. I'm not going to just watch because of a golf course. Nothing against Augusta or Pebble Beach, but it's the golfer and the personality that brings me in, not the putting green. And DeChambeau acknowledges he's not for everybody.
I'm a very passionate individual, and some people can take that in a pretty negative way. Others can take it in a way of, wow, he's trying to pave a pathway and his own path. I think that's a pretty big misconception, is that, you know, I'm divisive. I'm really not. I don't try to be. It may come off that way because I'm passionate about certain things, certain subjects. That's up for interpretation and opinion. But and look, I respect everybody's opinion and what they think. I have no issues, and I understand that the pathway that I pave is can be viewed in multiple ways.
You know, when a lot of these big hitters, and I like watching Brooks Koepka. He's my favorite current golfer. I like Phil Mickelson. What can I say? Maybe I'm a casual. I like Phil Mickelson. If Phil Mickelson Sunday was in the final group, I'm watching. If DeChambeau is, I'm watching. If Scheffler is, leads by seven strokes entering Sunday, yeah, whatever. He's a great golfer. I mean, golf can make Major League Baseball look cutting edge, and they always push back on this stuff. But the thing about Bryson DeChambeau, he makes you feel something. Politicians often win elections when they're not qualified. They make you feel something. That's really important. Caitlin Clark, by the way, sort of made a lot of Americans feel something. Like they were along for the ride, Midwest girl, hustler, underdog. Wasn't just hitting shots. A lot of people make shots in college basketball, men's and women's. Caitlin Clark made you feel something. Now, you don't have to be a villain to create that, but that is often the case. Michael Jordan made us feel cool. LeBron James sometimes makes people angry. He talks race and politics. Whatever it is, I'm for it. Now, maybe I'm a sportscaster, I'm a golf casual, but I'm telling you, since all the big hitters left and golf said good riddance, PGA is not as interesting. The numbers prove it. Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, not a huge fan of Patrick Reed. You get villains, I don't have to love all of them, but I wish I got more Brooks Koepka. I wish I did. He's more interesting. I root for interesting. Not being a hypocrite. I've said that forever. And I know golf guy at the golf club somewhere in Florida is looking at me, shaking his fist in Arizona, Vegas. That's wrong. We want pure golfers. But you know what? Tiger Woods made a lot of guys rich on that tour. He made a lot of guys rich. J-Mac, Tom Brady said yesterday he may still play, and people kind of freaked out. It was funny to listen to people. People are either in the camp of, I mean, just stay retired, which, by the way, I think you and I have talked about this. If you do something that's fun for a living, you're a magician, you're a talk show host, you play athletics, you do something that would be viewed as fun, I don't get retirement. I get it if you're at a lug nut factory. You lift things. You're in a dangerous job. You're in an oil derrick. Oh, I totally get that. Your shoulders are shot. Your back is bad. It's hard physical labor. You want to go play golf. I totally get it. But when you're in a job and you're lucky that you found your love 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, built a career up, retire to what? Bridge? What?
A little shuffleboard action?
No. Backgammon all day? My take is, I'm Tom Brady. I was great 2 years ago. PFF had me as like the third highest graded quarterback above Dak and Kirk Cousins, above Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
If you got a call from Minnesota, Darnold goes down first week. Well, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison.
Wait, I thought Minnesota was getting J.J. McCarthy.
I'm just saying.
Tom Brady went to Michigan.
If Darnold got banged up in camp, Kevin O'Connell, the tall Sean McVay called. I'm just saying, you wouldn't take the call? Not saying you go to Carolina.
What's Carolina's more beautiful in the winter than
Who
Minnesota?
Who cares? Minnesota plays indoors.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. I don't know. It's a tough one for TB.
We'll talk about that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
By the way, not just in sports, but all the time successful people, men and women in America, retire, get bored, and then start another company or go back to work. It happens all the time. Retirement is overrated for people who love their work and people that are good at their work. The longer you do something, especially if later in your career you can surround yourself with young, smart, techie people who can keep you current, you know. So Tom Brady surrounds himself, right, nutritionists, longevity people. He's a fitness freak. So on a recent podcast, Tom said, yeah, I think I'd take a call if somebody called and asked for my services.
Let's say one day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great. God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
All right, so he would have been, Tom would have been, the number one free agent quarterback this year. Russell Wilson, tiny, tiny market. Tiny. Basically, Steelers said, you're free, we'll take you. And Kirk Cousins is off an Achilles surgery. Tom would have been more interesting. So if you're great at something, a fitness freak, this isn't Drew Brees, where Drew Brees acknowledges he can't lift his right arm above his shoulder anymore. When he plays with his kids, he throws with his left hand. Let's just say the Minnesota Vikings call, Sam Darnold, slight injury, and whoever they draft at quarterback is not ready to play in that division with the Packers offense, the Bears with Caleb Williams, and the Vikings like their team. They're off to a 3-1 start. Look at what they would have. Kevin O'Connell, the tall Sean McVay head coach. Brady, top five running back Aaron Jones. Best receiver probably in the league, Justin Jefferson. An excellent two, Jordan Addison. TJ Hawkinson, tight end. And maybe the best young left tackle probably in the sport, Christian Darrisaw. Seven elite people, including the head coach. Who's more gifted in the NFL offensively? Maybe San Francisco, certainly not at quarterback, than that. Nobody. I mean, Detroit's good. San Francisco's pretty good. They're not that. And by the way, Brady's last year in Tampa, 4,700 yards, five game-winning drives, 67% completion percentage, with no run game. No run game. They were last place. Led the NFL in attempts and completions. So it's different than Dan Marino. His knees were shot. Drew Brees, right arm was shot. Peyton Manning, physically shot. That's not what we have here. We have a quarterback for a variety of reasons that just sort of said, yeah, the Tampa thing's getting murky, I'm out. I mean, just think about this. Joe Flacco had not started a full season, had not been a starter for a full season since 2017, and is not the physical workout freak of Brady. Goes to the AFC North, tougher division, tougher conference than Tom Brady did, and he leads Cleveland to the playoffs. And Brady's all in on this longevity stuff. Brady's in on this pliability stuff. I don't think it's crazy. I'm not going to get into Tom broadcasting. I don't know what happens, but I'm just saying, if Minnesota called, What if Jared Goff went down? The Lions are not drafting. The Lions are not drafting a quarterback, I would suppose, early. Jared Goff goes down. With that offensive line, those weapons, you don't think Ben Johnson would say, you know, if we thought about Colin Brady. Last year, over 50 quarterbacks played. And you're Detroit. You feel like you've got a young roster that you're not paying big money to this year or next. You got about a two-year window in Detroit before you got to pay all these guys. Tom Brady goes, I'll come in on the cheap. You don't think Tom Brady, now I'm not saying right now he's as vibrant as Jared Goff, but the gap's not that big, is it? So some of these teams, like I get not building around him, but a phone call, swoop in, parachute in, Vikings, Lions. I mean, Brady chose Tampa. Why? Because all they needed was a right tackle and a receiver, Gronk, that he could trust. I mean, that was kind of it, right? They got that. He went and got Lenny Fournette. The roster was there. The division was winnable. It's something.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
All 30 NBA teams are in action tonight. And Sunday. That's good scheduling. So they put it out there. The NFL moves the division games to the last couple of weeks of the year. So you're going to have your Cowboys, Eagles playing later in the year, and your Cowboys, Giants, and your Ravens, Bengals. The NFL has smartly moved, you know, the big games to the end of the year. Some are inconsequential, some matter a lot. So the NBA has stacked the end of the season last weekend. Tonight and Sunday, everybody plays. So there's going to be, you got it forcing you all this playing stuff. Seeding's going to change. So I would say you and I agree on this, J-Mac. The biggest disappointment in the year for both of us is Phoenix. You have been more accurate on Dallas. And, you know, that's it. You've been a little hotter on Dallas than me, but we both think Phoenix is the disappointment of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, you had him winning the championship, and I had him in the Western Conference Finals, so I kind of feel like that one I missed on.
Yeah, but a lot of people did. By the way, Mavs, quick number I just saw here, with Kyrie Irving, 39-11. Without Kyrie Irving, 11-11.
No, he's a great player.
Like, they're playing way better with a healthy Kyrie.
Kyrie has two careers. The 2 years he was focused with LeBron, and this year with Luka. There's that Kyrie. He's unbelievable. Then there's the Brooklyn Kyrie, the pre-LeBron Cleveland Kyrie, the Celtic Kyrie, and the first year last year Kyrie with Luka, and it was a lot of turbulence.
Kind of sad.
But he's had about a 2.5-year stretch, 2 years with LeBron. He was absolutely unbelievable. They go to Golden State and win a game 7. That team was, he was great. And then I think it's fair to say that this year, especially all-star break on, he's been fantastic. When he's focused, there's a little Aaron Rodgers thing here. When Aaron's not talking about, you know, conspiracy stuff and doing his whole thing and just stays on football, and Aaron's great. But he can get distracted, and you have to answer to it, and Aaron thinks everybody's out to get him, and nobody really cares. He just says stuff. We report stuff. Nobody's lying awake at night in the media worrying about Aaron Rodgers. It's the same with Kyrie Irving. When Kyrie's into Kyrie in basketball, like, he's great. He is the best 6'3 and under closer in league history, both hands. What they call it, a finishing package. I think he's got the greatest finishing package for a small player in the history of the sport. Both hands, unbelievable.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm saying. I was a critic, but, you know, I've got a lot of years and two of it great. And so he's back. He's pivoted back to great, Kyrie.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Joel Klatt joining us doing the Ohio State game on Fox. So I think it's the best team in the country. I think Chip Kelly's probably worth a W somewhere on the schedule. When you do this game, my only question with Ohio State, and it feels like a big question, but maybe it's not as big in college as the pros, who's their quarterback? I know everybody else is great, but who's their quarterback? What are we going to get from Ohio State?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's a major question. I think that there's going to be a good competition, in particular tomorrow, which is why I'm so interested for this spring game, between Devin Brown, who has been at Ohio State, and Will Howard, the transfer. Now, you know, listen, I would assume you don't transfer to Ohio State unless you think you're going to start at quarterback for Will Howard. He was a starter and won a Big 12 championship at Kansas State when they beat TCU a couple of years ago. So I would lean that direction, Colin, although I will tell you, around the program, knowing what I know of some of these high school recruits, I wouldn't be shocked if Julian Sain has a bit of a say in this, at least at some point during the course of next year. Obviously, this spring is going to be tough for him. He just got there, but he's a really talented player. So they're definitely going to have their choice. But to your point, that's the biggest question, and it's always something that I don't think you can win a national championship without great quarterback play. So whoever it is going to have to play really well.
Do you worry as we get to the draft? Somebody said this week, Greg McElroy, who I like, but he said, you know, Caleb hasn't faced adversity. And my joke was, did you see the O-line at USC the last 2 years? Its nickname was Adversity. They was running for his life. So you got a lot of J.J. McCarthy. I'm sitting home on my TV watching every snap of Caleb Williams. He was overcoming every game. You could only win by track meet shootout. There was no other way to win last 2 years at USC. Do you get to a point now when you're analyzing guys that you feel like, I've got enough information, here's my opinion, take it?
Yes. So it's the exact same scenario that you have to be in as a quarterback or as a coach during the week of preparation for a game. There is a point where you have to stop, because all you're doing is hurting all the preparation that you've already done, because you're starting to hunt for ghosts. Then everything is a what if. And it's like, well, did he play the level of competition? Was he challenged enough? Did he face enough adversity? And the answer unequivocally for Caleb Williams is yes. The guy is the best prospect in this year's draft. I think he's going to be an excellent pro. He's a better version of what Patrick Mahomes was at Texas Tech. That's just a fact. And I think that the paralysis through analysis of the NFL draft has become very common, in particular at the quarterback position. We saw this last year, Colin. Let's not forget, last year at this time, people were trying to, C.J. Stroud is not going to do this X, Y, or Z, and look at this cognitive test, this and that. And what did he do? He went out there and won the AP NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, and he was sensational. A lot of us still believe that that team is only going to get better with him as their starting quarterback. So this process lends itself to guys hunting ghosts and analyzing this for far too long. Because remember, even in the fall, we have a game every week to analyze. So it stops our analysis on a seven-day rolling basis. In the draft process, we have months with no finality to any of this, and the speculation runs rampant.
Yeah, you have Bo Nix as your sixth best quarterback of the six. Is that just a lower ceiling thing? Anything you don't like?
Yeah. There's nothing I don't like about Nix. I think that we have six legitimate first-round quarterbacks. You know, so I like Bo Nix a lot. But of the six, I think he's got the lowest ceiling. But he's also just a different style of player than you're going to get than, let's say, Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy. Nix is more of a point guard, very cerebral, incredibly smart, heck of a leader. He's a good, accurate throw, and he's got a strong arm. It's not that he can't do those things. I would just say that his style lends itself to being more of a distributor, a point guard, getting the ball out. Like, for example, Colin, I think he would really flourish in Sean Payton's offense in Denver.
Yeah.
Because Sean Payton likes to run what I would call scat protection. Scat protection, at least in my vernacular, means that you're only going to block five guys in the protection, and you're going to release your five free receivers. And when you do that, then the burden of protection falls on the quarterback, because he's got to protect himself with his mind, his feet, and his timing. I think Bo Nix does that incredibly well. This is why Russell Wilson and Sean Payton was such an oil and water marriage in Denver, is because Sean wants the ball to come out quickly. Russell wants to hold on to it and look for big plays down the field. And that offensive, I would say, mesh never came together, whereas Bo Nix would be perfect for a Sean Payton offense. So if he gets into the right fit, I think he can have a lot of success.
The somebody always falls in the draft. And Drake May is interesting because he was inconsistent, whereas Caleb was pretty consistent. Jaden, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, Penix, a lot of 300. You know, I mean, I feel like I got the same guy every time. And then Drake May, yeah. I only watched him twice this year. I got two different quarterbacks. He looks like Justin Herbert. He doesn't throw like him. So, like, if I said to you, somebody's going to tumble, he's not going to get picked early, I have this weird feeling it's Drake May, not that he's not a first-round quarterback. What do you make of the suggestion? His combine wasn't great. That's weird. You almost never hear that.
I mean, I'll just say this. Drake has the highest ceiling other than Caleb of these guys.
Wow.
He makes throws that the others cannot dream of making. He is the youngest of four brothers that were all athletic, all played Division I level athletics or higher, and had to overcome that and compete against that his entire life. I thought that he was a victim of some really poor play around him, very similar to Caleb. And I think his inconsistencies, similar to Caleb last season, showed up because of that. And there was a desire to compete at the highest level and a desire to win to the point that he became reckless at times with the football. But trying to attribute that to the way that he will always play, I think is false, because that's not the way he played the previous season. I did his game against Oregon in the Holiday Bowl last year, not this last Holiday Bowl, but the one before it. And he made three, four, five different throws that are like off the charts great. He's got enough mobility to threaten the defense. He can kick and move in the pocket, and I think he does it cleaner than most people believe. And then he makes throws that the other guys just can't dream of making. His arm talent is way up there. And I refuse to make the same mistake that I made with Josh Allen or Justin Herbert or seeing these guys with this skill set and allowing like a poor completion percentage or a couple of off games in college when surrounded by what I would consider either a bad offense or a bad offensive scheme. And I let that talk me out of Herbert and Allen. And I started making bold, ridiculous, you know, comments like I wouldn't draft Justin Herbert in the first round. I said that on your show. What a stupid thing to say. And I allowed some of those things to scare me off. I won't do that with Drake May. Drake May is going to be a really good NFL quarterback. And like I said before, his ceiling is higher than all of them but Caleb. Even Jaden Daniels. You can tell me Jaden Daniels is better than Drake May all you want. All that happened is that he was on a team that had better players around him, and so his film was cleaner for this season. But that's the only reason.
Joel Klatt's doing the Ohio State game tomorrow, the spring game with Michigan, April 20th. Good for you. Can't wait to watch. Good seeing you, buddy.
Hey, good to see you, my friend. I'll be in there soon, sometime. We'll get together.
Well, you know we'll take you. We'll absolutely take you.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.